A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Samach Beis, Baba Metzia 62a, pagination is 123. We're going to start on the facing page, counting up from the bottom about 11 lines. The concept of ribis, taking interest, and ribis kitsutsa, which is a set amount, a loan that he borrows a certain amount and has to pay back a greater amount. And then there's avak ribis, which is cases of ribis in commerce. Cases where, if we're paying attention, we realize that it was structured in a way that because there was delayed payment, there was a discount. Because there was delayed payment, it costs more. And we actually have to examine in halacha different cases where if a person pays on time, it's less money. And if he pays later, it's more money. How many of those are office fees and how many are the service fees, or really it's interest fees? We would need to know how the deal is structured. The Ramah in Kuf Samach Aleph, Se'if Aleph, tells us, Kalala de ribis, kol shehu agar natar asur. Any time that money is being paid for, like a rental fee, it's going to be prohibited. But if it's a loan, then it's going to be biblical. If it's derech mekach, if it's business, transaction, purchasing types of things, it's considered avak ribis and it's midrabanon. Amar Rabbi Elazar said, ribis kitsutsa yotza bedayonim. If it's a straightforward ribis like a loan, then we are able to extract it through judges. They could put pressure on the person that he should return the money, the interest. Avak ribis eina yotze bedayonim. But these other transactions of commerce that end up with some sort of payment for the fact that he had the money longer, that's not something that we can extract in the earthly court. In Kuf Samach Aleph Se'if Beis, the Mechaber writes, Lot says Yidei Shamayim Chayiv Lahachzir. But if you want to fulfill your obligation to heaven, your ethical and moral obligation, it should be returned. But again, Bezdin doesn't enforce it. Let's skip down to the last line of the page. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, My time of Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason of Rabbi Lazar, the Omar, who says that you can extract it from the person, you can put pressure on the person who lent the money and took the ribis? The Omar Kro, because the Pasuk says, V'chei achicha imach. In the same section as ribis, it says, and your brother shall live with you. Ahaderle, it's telling you, you should return that interest money, k'heichi dinaichi imach, so that he should be able to live with you. Make it equal, make it good, make it equitable. And that's learnt from this pasuk. The Gemara continues and tells us that there are others who learn something else from this pasuk. And we're actually going to have to reconcile the fact that we actually learn both of these things, lahalacha, from this pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan, hay v'cheyochicha imach my ovidle. The dissenting opinion with Rabbi Eliezer learned something else from v'cheyochicha imach. Miboyle l'chedetanya, they learn as follows. Shinaim shayu mahalchem bederech, there are two people going on away. A desert. Uvayad echad mehen kitan shalmayim. And one of them has a jug of water. He owns it. And the situation is such that they are in dire need of hydration. Im shosim shneim mesim. If they share the water, they both drink the water, they're going to die because they don't have enough water to keep them going until they get to safe area. V'im shosa echad mehen magia liyishuv. But if one drinks on his own, then he will reach the yishuv, the settled area. So there's a fascinating ruling. Darish ben Petura, the first opinion is, mutav sheyishdu shneim. They should both drink, they should share it. V'yamusu, let them die. It's an ethical issue, and you're not allowed to violate an ethical issue. V'al yira echad mehem b'misaso shachaveiro, and you're not allowed to watch while your friend dies. You have to share it, and min hashamayim yirachamu. Hashem should have mercy, but there's nothing we can do. You're not allowed to watch while your friend dies. That's the ruling of Ben Petura. Atshaba Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came, they sat on this topic because there's something very wrong here. The person who owns the jug is not allowed to use it. There's something very wrong here. But we need an ethical explanation why he should be allowed to use it and not be forced to lend it, to share it with his friend. V'limeid, Rabbi Akiva taught, v'cheyachicha imach, when the pasuk says, your brother shall live with you, that means chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha, your life comes first. He's going to live with you. But if this is a violation of your living, you're allowed to keep your jug of water for yourself in order to live if sharing it would kill the owner. So Rabbi Akiva learnt from v'cheyachicha imach that you're allowed to keep the jug, and that's the way we understand the approach to this ethical dilemma. I had a Rebbe in yeshiva who pointed out the graphic difference between the Jewish approach and the Roman approach. These great sages lived in the time of Rome. Imagine that they were walking in Rome debating this topic. What would you do if you only had one jug of water? Would you have to share it? Would you be allowed to keep it? And they would overhear what went on in Roman entertainment, the Roman sport of man and beast, killing people for entertainment. Look at the contrast of how sensitive we are. You're not allowed to kill somebody. Even inadvertently, even by not sharing the water that you need desperately, according to Ben Petura. And the only way you're allowed to keep that water is because Rabbi Akiva introduced an inference from the pasuk that the pasuk is telling you, v'cheyachicha imach, that your brother lives with you, but it has to be with you, chayecha kodmin, you would come first. Now, we mentioned that there's an issue that has to be addressed because we are both paskening like Rabbi Elazar, who says that ribis kitsutza, the loan type of ribis, has to be returned based on a pasuk, v'cheyachicha imach, your brother shall live with you. And we're also learning from that pasuk in halacha that it's imach, you live, and he lives with you, but not that you're obligated to support him at your expense so vividly of not being able to sustain yourself. So the Rosh, it's page 266 in the back of the Gemara, Perek Chamishi, which is where we are, Simen Vav, towards the end of this five-line piece, he says, "Va'afal gav dahaykra dorish le Rabbi Elazar l'ribis kitzutza sheyotza b'dayanim." Even though we just used this pasuk to tell us that you could extract the money from someone who took interest, hach derasha shaminan me'imach. The word "with you" is what teaches us this other law about the water. Demashma shechaye ochicha tefelim loch, because we can infer that your brother's life, as far as your assets, is like an addendum to you. First, we got to make sure that you're safe before you have to take from your stuff and give it to him. V'shalacha kodmin, and yours comes first. And the Rosh is telling us that you're able to actually have both drushas work from these three words. V'cheyachicha was telling you that you restore the money that you infringed upon by taking the interest. And imach tells you that his life is next to yours, but we have to make sure to sustain your life first. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.